on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Well, here we land again at that time of year, what many call, and I guess this year would be the weekend of love. So many things happening. Some of the programming has reflected that, but today we wanted to catch up with Reload Love, who for years now, maybe a decade, Jen? Mm-hmm.
Yes. We launched in 2014, Reload Love, and this is our 11th annual fundraiser.
Well, Reload Love, now, Jen, you can correct me if I'm wrong. I usually tell the listener, it's an opportunity for this ministry to reach out to children around the world impacted by terror and trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Every year now, we're going to hear from Lenya Heitzig over the weekend at Calvary Church. We wanted to bring you in and let the listener know they're going to have a great opportunity to go to the website over the weekend, and have a great impact on, an upcoming opportunity to, really show to love bomb some kids elsewhere in the world. What's going on this year?
Yeah, so this year our highlighted project are children in South Sudan in Africa, and we've done work in Uganda with some partners, and with all of the unrest in South Sudan, it's just been virtually impossible to have boots on the ground to really go in and solidify an ongoing project. And so for the past 3 years, our partners have been working toward that, and in partnership we are now able to go directly into the southern part of South Sudan, and we're going to be bringing hope for these children, food, play, and creating these things called hope zones. And basically what that is there's a pastor there that's been visiting the communities. 2.2 million people are displaced, and 70% of that are children. And he's been gathering them together and doing story clubs with them. And basically what that is he's telling them stories in the Bible. He's sharing the gospel with them. And so we are raising funds this Valentine's weekend, February 14th and 15th. We do it every year. It's our annual 48-hour fundraiser at reloadlove.com. And all the funds raised will go to help support this project.
Okay, Jen, for us sitting here in the United States, and I haven't traveled like you have. You've been to some of these areas. Mm-hmm. Paint the picture of, where this gift is going, who's being ministered to. I mean, it's just something I think most American Christians just can't even really wrap their brains around unless they've been there. Tell us more about what the pastors are experiencing, what's like a daily life experience for these children that are displaced.
Yeah, well, a daily life for them is unrest. There are bombs being dropped. There's tons of airstrikes. In December, there were airstrikes that literally were targeting schools and medical facilities. 63 children were killed from one of the airstrikes. There's bombs being rolled out, and civilians, the children, the ones that are innocent, are caught in these crossfires. And so they're running. They're trying to find shelter. Food is sparse. Not only have a lot of these children lost their parents, they're suffering and they don't know what to do. But with this pastor going in, bringing supplies as he can, he is bringing comfort to them as best as he can. And again, there's a refugee camp just across the border. So some have been able to make it across the border into Uganda, where there is safety at this refugee camp. But that's the reality. They're living under war and terror.
So as the listener goes to reloadlove.com, org.com?
Com.com.
Okay, reloadlove.com over the weekend. What are they going to find there?
What they're going to find is this information that I shared now. They're going to find the spot where to be able to give. And they're going to also be able to watch in excitement to see as that number grows to hit our mark. Our goal is to raise $240,000. And every penny counts. One of the things that the Lord has put on our heart continuously is sometimes these things don't make headline news, or they do for a minute and everybody has moved on and it's forgotten and they're on to the new thing. There's horrific things happening all over the world, but something that the Lord has specifically put on our heart is South Sudan, and we haven't forgotten, and nor has the Lord, and it doesn't make them less important because it's not being heard on headline news.
Yeah, I mean, for us, and that's kind of what I was saying earlier. Mm-hmm. For us in America, I believe it's, you know, out of sight, out of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you to Reload Love for kind of holding it up and, hey, this is happening. Mm-hmm. We can't forget this. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I have to say, I really appreciate about Reload Love. Years ago, you were walking through the offices, and I knew you guys were doing work in the Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
I'd been listening to political stuff on the radio, and I said something, I don't remember what it was. And I, you know, in a loving, graceful way, you said, you know, that's really not a concern to us. We're just focused on reaching the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important that the listeners know, regardless of wherever you're going,
yes,
you know, all of that aside,
yes,
Jesus loves these kids.
That's right.
So it's a great opportunity. I will tell you this, Jen, you do a fantastic job.
Thank
but
you.
But folks need to hear Lenya,
yes,
this weekend.
Yes.
Whether you're going to watch online or be at one of the services at Calvary Church, I have to tell you, when Lenya tells it, uh-huh, she is a fantastic communicator.
Yes.
But you see her passion,
yes,
for this ministry,
yes,
and it'll be passed along. Bring someone with you to hear about this too, and prayerfully now consider what you'll do during the Love Bomb,
yes,
over the weekend. That'll be Saturday and Sunday, tomorrow and Sunday at reloadlove.com. Anything else you want to share, Jen?
That's it. We just are thankful for everyone's prayers. That's, mm-hmm, what's super important, and for the generosity so that, again, we can help feed these children.
Yeah, so you got to do a great work. Jen, thanks again for you and the team at Reload Love, and we look forward to see what God does over the weekend.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.